Wall Street couldn't get above the flat line today, and we'll share why. It's the Business News headlines for Tuesday, the 29th day of October. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Three things: Trump, Amazon, and Microsoft. Yeah, it's news. Happy birthday, Internet. Have you heard about Lyft Pink? They're seeing green over there. Meanwhile, Uber has unveiled a new business idea. And as if you already didn't know, there's a big worry out there for television professionals. Online videos are, in a word, crushing traditional TV. Those stories, plus a conversation about the Neighborhood Finance Corporation. Think nonprofit home loans and more. Our guest is Stephanie Prusch. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the business news headlines. The S&P 500, well, that touched a new high today before closing just below the flat line as investors looked ahead to a key Federal Reserve meeting. The broad index closed 0.1% lower, snapping a four-day winning streak. Earlier in the session, however, it gained as much as 0.3 to hit an all-time high of 3,047. The Dow, well, that closed down 19 points, and the NASDAQ shed 0.6%. Investors are looking at two things: earnings reports that are fluctuating all over the place, and the U.S. Central Bank is largely expected to lower interest rates by 25 basis points. That would be the third time this year the Fed has cut rates. However, investors will also look for clues about the Fed's policy decisions in the future. One of the concerns continues to be, should the Fed again cut interest rates, what's that going to do if there is an economic downturn in the United States, as some are projecting? If you don't have any arrows in your quiver, it's hard to fight it. Stay tuned. Well, late last week, the Defense Department awarded a closely watched contract to modernize the Pentagon's computing infrastructure, and they gave that contract to Microsoft. It was an upset victory for a company initially viewed as a distant second to Amazon in the market for cloud computing services. The project could be worth as much as $10 billion over a decade and lead to other contracts. Amazon may be protesting the agreement after President Trump publicly suggested the bid was unfairly structured to give the Seattle company an advantage. For Amazon, the value of the contract far exceeds $10 billion. The company's Amazon Web Services division gained legitimacy as a provider of technology tools to big corporations and governments, in part with a deal signed back in 2013 to provide services to the Central Intelligence Agency. Government Accountability Office rules gives Amazon 10 days from the date of the contract award, or 5 days from their official debriefing from the Pentagon, to file a protest and pause the procurement. Speaking of technology, happy birthday, Internet. It was on October 29th of 1969, a UCLA computer science professor and a graduate student sent the first digital transmission from their computer to another one at the Stanford Research Institute. That first L and O intended to be the word login, but the system crashed after sending the second letter of the word, was sent across California through what is called the ApriNet. Now, that was a network of academic computers that was the forerunner of the Internet as we know it today. That, of course, opened the door for texts and DMs, emails and cloud services, web pages, social media accounts, online shopping sites, mobile banking, cat videos, of course, and all of the other online activity and transactions that have us staring at our screens for more than 11 hours a day. So, yeah, happy birthday, Internet. Rideshare company Lyft is introducing Lyft Pink. That's a monthly membership for riders that provides, among other perks, better access and savings, including 15% off all car rides. The plan, which will cost $19.99 a month, is targeted at frequent Lyft customers who take more than two or three rides a week. Lyft, founded back in 2012, has previously maintained promotional programs like Lyft Pass, which gives riders discounts on a set number of rides, but Lyft Pink represents the company's first full-fledged membership program. Along with reduced fares, the perks of Lyft Pink will include complimentary bike and scooter rides, priority airport pickups, and relaxed cancellations. And speaking of ride sharing, Uber is launching a new division of its business called Uber Money, which will have an initial focus on providing its 4 million drivers and couriers with mobile bank accounts. Uber Money will also offer a digital wallet, debit and credit cards, as well as the possibility in the future of hosting bank accounts for consumers on its platform. Sales of Tesla vehicles in the United States tanked by $2 billion, according to the company's latest filings. However, sales in China more than offset the loss. Sales in China rose 64% to $669 million, and its other segment, which covers the rest of the globe, rose by more than $1 billion. The drop in sales in its domestic market in the latest reported quarter compares with a 55% rise in the second quarter, which ended in June. Well, last week we shared with you that Grubhub has had difficulties in retaining market share. Well, today that bird came home to roost. Grubhub's stock plummeted by 42% in trading today after the company explained in a shareholder letter that customers are spreading their business across a number of online food ordering and delivery businesses, driving the need for a new approach to acquire and retain diners. The shareholder letter accompanied the company's third quarter earnings report, which showed a sales miss and gave a weak holiday quarter forecast. For their part, Grubhub says they have a strategy. It's going to implement over the next 12 to 18 months. And what is it going to do? Well, it's going to be, hopefully, to increase restaurant supply aggressively while making their diner experience more sticky. End quote. Okay, small and medium-sized businesses are a focus. Well, here's something to worry about for television stations, their workers, and management. What is it? Well, young Americans prefer online videos to traditional TV, with the number of daily online viewers more than doubling over the past 4 years. According to the Associated Press, some 56% of 8 to 12-year-olds spend an average of 4 hours and 44 minutes each day watching online videos. And get this, 69% of 13 to 18-year-olds, they spend an average of 7 hours and 22 minutes. Wow. Time and digital access. The same thing, by the way, is happening with radio as more people switch to podcasts to get what they want on their time, which is, again, why we're here. Coming up next, Stephanie Prusch from the nonprofit Neighborhood Finance Corporation. Think low-cost home loans and repairs of homes all rolled into one. That's next here on the Business News Headlines.